Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a skill you'd like to learn. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about skills and learning. One common topic is describing a skill you would like to learn. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about skills and learning. Here are some possible questions. Do you enjoy learning new skills? What was the last skill you learned? Are there any skills you find difficult to learn? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you enjoy learning new skills? Band 6-7 answer, yes, I do enjoy learning new skills. I think it's important to keep learning throughout life. Recently, I've been trying to learn how to cook better. It's challenging, but also fun. Band 8-9 answer, absolutely. I find the process of acquiring new skills to be incredibly rewarding and stimulating. There's something inherently satisfying about pushing your boundaries and expanding your capabilities. For instance, I'm currently immersing myself in learning photography, and the journey has been both challenging and exhilarating. Part 2, Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a skill that you would like to learn. You should say what the skill is, why you want to learn it, how you plan to learn it, and explain how this skill might be useful to you in the future. Sample answer, band 8-9. The skill I'd love to acquire is playing the piano. It's an instrument I've always admired for its versatility and the beautiful melodies it can produce. My desire to learn the piano stems from my deep appreciation for classical music. I find the works of composers like Beethoven and Chopin profoundly moving, and the idea of being able to recreate these masterpieces myself is incredibly appealing. Moreover, I believe that learning an instrument can be a rewarding hobby that offers both mental stimulation and emotional outlet. To embark on this musical journey, I plan to start with private lessons from a qualified instructor. I believe having a structured learning environment and personalized feedback will be crucial in the early stages. Alongside formal lessons, I intend to practice diligently at home, starting with basic scales and simple pieces, and gradually progressing to more complex compositions. In terms of future benefits, I believe this skill could enrich my life in numerous ways. Firstly, it would provide a creative outlet and a means of self-expression. Additionally, playing an instrument has been shown to enhance cognitive functions like memory and concentration, which could be beneficial in both my personal and professional life. Lastly, being able to play the piano could open up social opportunities, such as participating in musical groups or performing for friends and family, which would be incredibly fulfilling. Examiner's follow-up questions. Do you think it's easier to learn new skills as a child or as an adult? How has technology changed the way people learn new skills? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. That's an intriguing question. While there are advantages to learning at any age, I believe children generally have an edge when it comes to acquiring new skills. Their brains are more plastic, allowing them to absorb information more readily. Moreover, children often have fewer inhibitions and are less afraid of making mistakes, which can be a significant barrier for adults. However, adults have their own advantages. They typically have more developed cognitive abilities, allowing them to understand complex concepts more easily. Adults also tend to have more discipline and motivation, especially when learning skills relevant to their careers or personal interests. Ultimately, I think the ease of learning depends on the specific skill and the individual's circumstances. While children might pick up languages or musical instruments more quickly, adults might excel in skills requiring analytical thinking or life experience. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Examiner, how do you think the skills people need for work will change in the future? Band 6-7. Answer, I think technology will change many jobs in the future. People will need to be good with computers and learn new software quickly. Soft skills like communication and teamwork will also be important as many jobs become more collaborative. Band 8-9, answer. The rapid advancement of technology is likely to significantly alter the skill landscape in the workplace. I anticipate a growing emphasis on digital literacy across all sectors, with proficiency in areas such as data analysis, artificial intelligence, and cybersecurity becoming increasingly valuable. However, it's crucial to note that as automation takes over more routine tasks, uniquely human skills will become even more prized. These include critical thinking, creativity, emotional intelligence, and adaptability. The ability to quickly learn and unlearn will be paramount in a world where job requirements are constantly evolving. Moreover, I believe there will be an increased focus on interdisciplinary skills. As complex global challenges emerge, we'll need professionals who can draw insights from multiple fields and synthesize diverse information. This could lead to a rise in demand for individuals with T-shaped skill sets. Deep expertise in one area combined with broad knowledge across several domains. Lastly, given the growing awareness of environmental issues, I foresee a surge in demand for skills related to sustainability and green technologies. Professionals who can help companies reduce their carbon footprint and implement sustainable practices will likely be highly sought after. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's essential to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some words and phrases that can help. Acquire, acquire, to gain or obtain. Example, I'm eager to acquire new language skills. Proficiency, noun, proficiency, a high degree of skill or expertise. Example, achieving proficiency in a musical instrument requires years of practice. Versatile, adjective, versatile, able to adapt or be adapted to many different functions or activities. Example, learning coding is valuable because it's such a versatile skill. Stimulating, adjective, stimulating, encouraging or arousing interest or enthusiasm. Example, I find learning new languages to be intellectually stimulating. Enhance, verb, enhance, to increase or improve in value, quality, desirability, or attractiveness. Example, developing public speaking skills can greatly enhance your career prospects. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing skills you'd like to learn, prepare a range of vocabulary related to learning and skill development. Practice describing your learning process in detail, including your motivation, methods, and expected outcomes. Develop your ideas fully, providing examples and explanations to support your points. Use a variety of sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Show your ability to discuss abstract concepts, especially in Part 3 of the test. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural conversational style while showcasing your language skills. For more practice and tips on IELTS speaking, you might find these resources helpful. How to answer: describe a skill you would like to learn questions. Describe a useful website that you visit. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss skills and learning in your IELTS speaking test, helping you achieve the band score you're aiming for. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.